Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, February 28th, final day of February, first day of the 2023 NFL Draft Scouting Combine. Of course, field work will not start for these prospects until Thursday, but Combine is kicking off today. You've got, I believe, Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke meeting with the media in Indianapolis later today. I think that's going to be around noon. Can't confirm that yet, but be on the lookout for Doug and Trent talking to the media, and they'll have some fun questions, because the Jaguars, they have been fairly busy over the last week or so, right? And the latest here is Field Yates reports the Jaguars have converted a total of $32.657 million of base salary for wide receiver Christian Kirk, wide receiver Zay Jones, and guard Brandon Scherff, and signing bonuses, creating a total of $26 million in 2023 cap space per source. Again, that's from Field Yates of ESPN. So the Jaguars were able to clear $26 million in 2023 cap space by offering some signing bonuses to Kirk, Jones, and Scherff. That creates a whole lot of space for you, for a team that was certainly up against it. In fact, they were over the cap by quite a wide margin before last week, and they've made several moves that will help them save some money here. But this just goes to show you what we've been talking about all offseason. There will be maneuverability. There will be ways that the Jaguars can massage the cap. And one of the biggest and easiest ways, most obvious ways, is these signing bonuses. It gives the players money up front, and it allows you to prorate that signing bonus over the length of the contract instead of having that signing bonus hit as a cap hit in year one of this contract. You can spread it out throughout the remainder of the contract, and it allows you to sign players and get them in the building on cheaper year one cap hits than you would otherwise be able to do. And so, obviously, I think that this shows that the Jaguars are very much invested in Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, and Brandon Scherff, but it also shows that they just wanted to clear some space so they could make some other moves, bring some other guys back, potentially bring some other players in. And this comes on the heels of the Roy Robertson-Harris deal, which is going to save the Jaguars probably about $3 to $4 million in 2023 cap space. He was scheduled, and it might even save them maybe more like $4, $5, $6 million in 2023 cap space. He was scheduled to have a $10 million 2023 cap hit. And now with a $10 million average annual value, again with that prorated signing bonus, he's probably going to come in at about half that for the 2023 cap hit. Probably come in at around $5 million or less for the Jaguars in 2023. So that, even though they extended Roy Robertson-Harris, that saved them money in 2023. They also re-signed Jamichael Hasty at running back, C.J. Beathard at quarterback, and neither of those moves saved them money, but they were very low impact on the salary cap. Both of those moves probably going to be cap hits of less than $2 million, probably less than $1.5 million, to be completely honest with you. Those cap hits for those two guys in 2023, so they're very low impact, and they also restructured Foye Oluokun. And that restructure is saving them $10 million in 2023. So all these moves, they're gearing up for the offseason. They should now have the cap that they need, not the cash. They've always had the cash they needed, but they should now have the cap space that they needed to go re-sign Evan Engram, who looks like he's going to be their priority. And Mia O'Brien's reporting Engram and the Jaguars, the deal, they're working it out right now. It's either going to end up being a multi-year extension, or they're going to end up using the franchise tag on Evan Engram. And the franchise tag would be an $11 million, about an $11 million 2023 cap hit, which is a little bit more than I would be excited to spend. In terms of cap, again, not cash. The cash, I don't care. It's about the cap. Because let's say you go into 2023, Evan Engram on the franchise tag. He has an $11 million, a little bit more than $11 million cap hit. That's all fine and dandy. It's not crazy. But let's say you signed him to a multi-year deal worth $13 or $14 million per year. That year one cap hit is going to be significantly lower than the 2023 franchise tag hit would be. So when you think about it from a 2023 perspective, certainly signing Evan Engram to a multi-year deal would be cheaper from a cap perspective, but perhaps they don't want to make that massive long-term investment in Engram. I'm not sure why at this point, but we'll see how it all works out here for the Jags and Evan Engram. I do expect Engram to be back, no doubt about it. The question is, which of their other free agents are they going to be able to bring back now? And I don't think they're done with this cap maneuvering, right? I think you can look at the Shaquille Griffin deal where they could save $13 million against the cap. I think you could look at a couple other more expensive contracts and maybe look at restructuring them or extending them as well. So I don't think the Jaguars are done when it comes to cap savings, but they now put themselves in that position to be able to bring back an Evan Engram, maybe bring back an Arden Key or Dawn Smoot or both, maybe bring back Jawan Taylor. There's a lot of different ways this can go, but the Jaguars have now cleared the space, and I think they will continue to clear more space in order to make sure they have a healthy cap situation moving forward and that they're able to get under the cap in 2023. So just continues to show, if you have an owner that's willing to spend and a front office that understands how to maneuver the salary cap from a year-to-year standpoint, and you continue to be responsible with some of this stuff, there's no reason you can't get out from under it every single year. And the good thing is, as long as you have the quarterback and the head coach, the stability will feel like it's there for the most part. And that's what the Jaguars have. So it's a great time to be a Jaguars fan here as they continue to clear space, continue to bring more guys back. You're going to get excited about, you know, Evan Engram, whoever else they bring back, whether it's Jawan, Arden, Dawan, multiple of them. Maybe they bring in some free agents, outside free agents, to help fill in some gaps here on the roster. We'll see how it all continues to play out. But again, Doug Peterson, Trent Baalke, they will be speaking to the media later today, I believe. You're going to have the combine kicking off this week. In a couple weeks, you're going to have free agency. About a month and a half after that, you're going to have the 2023 NFL draft. So it's going to be a fun time here in March and April as Jags fans to just monitor everything that's going on with the offseason. We're about to get hot and heavy into the big time maneuvering point of the offseason. The Jaguars have already gotten into it here. You can see with all the deals that they've made already, and they're going to continue to do that here over the next month or so. So excited for it, excited for the combine. I will be dropping my latest what I would do pre-combine mock draft later today. Again, it will be all about what I would do. It's not going to be what Trent Baalke does, what he values in terms of length and all this other stuff. It's going to be what I value for the Jaguars. And so I'm excited about that. Most of the mocks we do, most of the things we talk about, we talk about more about what are the Jaguars interested in. What have they been focused on? What has Trent Baalke shown through his track record that he values in the draft? But this one's going to be all about what I want to do. So I'm going to have some fun with that. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter @JordanDeLugo. Let me know what you think. You can also follow Generation Jaguar @GenerationJag. Hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube and on your podcast platform of choice. Please subscribe and review. Really, really helps the show out. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, But Greg doesn't have the athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.